Now, it's my pleasure to introduce Sue Droughton. Sue is from Zonta, and a very big day for Zonta tomorrow. Sue, tell us a little bit about it.
Yes. Good morning, Rosemary, and good morning to your listeners. How are you?
Really good. Thank you. Great to talk to you.
Yeah, Rosemary, we have around, I think, about 220 guests at our big International Women's Day celebration tomorrow.
Lovely.
Yeah, we're actually booked out. We've even had people wanting to come at the last moment because we have a fabulous guest speaker, and unfortunately we are now booked out. So,
wow.
Yeah, so...
Well done.
So it's a big day tomorrow.
Yeah. Yes. Just tell us very quickly, Sue, because I know you've got a lot of things to tell us, but your guest speaker tomorrow is pretty amazing.
Yes. She's an Indigenous lady, and she was a single mum who was once a victim of domestic assault and violence. She raised her four children single-handedly. They were all educated. One of her sons is now on the bar in the Supreme Court, and he admitted her to the bar just recently. So she is now a lawyer.
Lovely.
So, you know, after she raised her children, she then went back to university and got a degree, and now she is a barrister.
Wonderful.
So she is our guest speaker tomorrow. I'm so looking forward to hearing her story because, you know, we sort of guest speakers and their stories, but until you hear from them exactly.
Hear from them personally, yes.
Yes.
It makes a difference.
Yes, yes.
Which leads...
Her name is Sandra Creamer.
Yeah.
So if your listeners wish to Google her, they can find out a little bit more about her.
Lovely. But that leads us into what you're going to be doing tomorrow as well, Sue.
I'm sorry?
That leads us into some of the things that you're going to be doing tomorrow at the luncheon.
Yes. Well, yes. And the thing is, Rosemary, for the last year it's been very, very difficult for fundraising, but we have still managed to fundraise. Mm-hmm. And tomorrow we're presenting two checks.
Mm-hmm.
One we're presenting to Ruby, which is Rise Up and Be Yourself, R-U-B-Y. And that program is run by the PCYC in Caboolture.
Lovely.
And it's the same thing. It's about empowering women to... it's about physical exercise and physical strength, which will obviously improve their mental health and mental strength. So we are one of their sponsors. So... We will be presenting them with the check tomorrow.
Lovely.
And the other one is Meant to Rise. Now, Meant to Rise is a charity run by Rebecca Sawyers. And Rebecca was a victim of sexual abuse as a child. So she has started this program, and it's called Meant to Rise. So we're also presenting her the check tomorrow from our hard-earned funds.
Yes.
She has a facility in town, as does Ruby. So that money is going straight back into our local community. So isn't that wonderful?
That is wonderful, Sue. I'm going to leave it at that, and I'm going to wish you, as you know, as you've told us, it is a sellout, so that's going to be great. So
fabulous.
I just wish those 220 people and Zonta all the very best. Have a great day for International Women's Day celebrations.
Thank you. And I'm going to be talking to you in April about a function that we've got coming up in May.
You have, yep. And that'll be right because it's going to be right here at Sports Central, so that'll be great. Sue.
Yes.
Look forward to talking to you about that too.
Oh.
Okay. Thank you.